Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Yerushalmi daf Ayin Zayin, and we are on Ayin Vav Mabez by the Mishnah. But what's one comment beforehand that I said I would talk about? The Mishnah that we just did spoke about Shinui, about Kila'achar Yad. This is a concept that doesn't only come up in Hilcha Shabbos. The concept of Shinui comes up in other areas of Halacha, specifically Gittin. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kufchav Gimel in Evan Ezer, Hakol Ksherim Lichtov Aget. Everyone can write a get, chutz mi chamisha, except for five people cannot write a get. Kusi, eved, cheresh shota v'katan. V'afilu ha'isha atzma, im amar la habal l'kasvo, yecholo l'kasvo, the woman herself can write her own get. V'tikna osa l'baila, and there'd be maknet, takna osa, maknet back to the husband, v'chozim osa l'baila, and he can give it back to her. Anybody can write the get. Says the Rama, v'habal l'chadchila lo yichtov aget ba'atzmo. He shouldn't write the get himself. Gam lo yitzaveh l'sofer, ketzad yichtov, ela omer lo stam lichtov. Just tell him to write it. V'yesh omer m'desh l'hachmir, shagam karov lo yichtov l'chadchila, hecha de'efshe ba'acher. If you have somebody else who's not related. U'lechadchila, and then the Ramah quotes in a memchaf. Memchaf in the Ramah means matzasi kasuf. Matzasi kasuf. So the rachadchila yichtov asofer biyado hayemanis. He should write it with his right hand. Then hu iter yad yichto bismolo. And if he's a lefty, he should write it with his left hand. Interesting. Why can't you write it or write it with the left hand? It's not like Hilchos Shabbos. So why is that? So says the Chalkas Mechokek, Mashma b'di eved kasher again, because of bismol. Right? It sounds like the Ramah saying a din l'chadchila. Chadchila, better to write with your right hand. If you could write it with your right hand, write with the left hand. B'di eved kasher again, because of bismol. Right, even though he's not ambidextrous. And here's the Chalkas Mechokek. Even though for Shabbos, if you write with your left hand and you're a righty, it's not called Ksav. And if you look in the second parak and Maseches Gittin in the Bavli, there are parallels between Ksivas Aget and Ksivan Shabbos. Efshar lomar delav l'cho mili medamin on l'Shabbos. But it's not like Shabbos in every way to be Shabbos be'inon meleches machsheves dumi the Mishkan. Because the Shabbos you need meleches machsheves, like we've mentioned often, dumi the Mishkan al kain kol she kasav kalachar yado o bismolo lav meleches machshevesi. For Hilchos Shabbos, you have a higher standard. If you don't write it with in the proper way, a righty with his right hand, lefty with his left hand, that's not meleches machsheves. Avam mikol makom ksav mikri le'inyan get, but it is ksav. And that's why b'di'evet it is okay. The Ramah says l'chadchila, righty, righty, lefty, lefty. But b'di'evet it is okay. Unlike get unlike Shabbos, where if you didn't do that, it's not ksav mida oraisa. So that is the discussion in Evan Ezra. If you look now in the Eglei Tal, in the psicha of the Eglei Tal is the Baal Avnei Nezer, Rav Avram Yisachachov, who wrote the Chubis Avnei Nezer, and he writes in his Akdamah to Eglei Tal that, you know, when he got older and he was unable to give shir anymore, he was very upset that he couldn't teach Torah. So he says, oh, the way I'm going to teach Torah is by writing. He says, Ke'ez le'ezik nusi ba'avonosai gover alay acholi hashi'ul rachmano litzlan v'lo yecholti lomod v'lomod ima talmidim. But it's ta'arti ma'od al zeh. Ki mitzvah aleinu lilmod lo'lamid l'sprev l'asos. V'lo'lamid gadol yosem in a lilmod. Ka'ad k'subis. L'man demasi les le'shi'ura. K'moshe ha'machti es harabim gadol avanom. And so, just like causing somebody to sin is much worse than sinning yourself. K'mochein l'hefech b'midah tova m'ruba ha'mezakeh es harabim mitorah ein sof l'matan scharo. U'v'chein nafshi aguma alai. Right, then hakdama of the Avnei Nezer. That I'm not able to teach. And he says, and he continues. So that's in his Hakdama. His Hakdama is about the learning, getting Hana. And then he has his Psicha, which is El Gaital, is all about Hilchos Shabbos. So there, towards the end of the Psicha, he quotes this discussion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Evan Ez and the Chalkas Bechok. Okay? And he says, V'yesh la'ayin. So what do you see from here? That the Shinoi by Shabbos is not called Ksav. But Shinoi by Get is called Ksav. Only l'chadchila. V'yesh la'ayin. Tari matzinu b'kama makomos av b'lav mili de Shabbos t'kol shalok kedarech olav klumu. But you find shalok kedarech applies outside of Hilchos Shabbos too. Achila shalok kedarech olav achila hi l'schayev aleha. Hanoa shalok kedarech Hana Asan Pater, right? There's you get there are a few places. So why is it different? So why is it different here? Achilash Lokadarko, Hanosh Lokadarko, Nichnas Lobayas Haminuga, Derech Achorav. Again, he has shas on his fingertips. You walk into a house at Saraz backwards. That also changes, right? Hikdir, he says, Kabadawads. So he says, Ach, be ruined. So why is it different? Why, so he says, Imkin, Gabi get Nami. Name a hova eno derek siva lo chashav ksav. So why don't you say baget? It's not called ksav. Ach, be ruined, shal dvarim. So he says what I have to say. Tihine. Malacha kalachar yad, yesh bishne ofanim. There's really two types of shinui. Yesha hamalacha atzma, bilti nif'eles, karaui, vihi shinui be'echos hanifal. Sometimes the result. The result is different because you did it in a strange way. Ke'inyan has nizra ba'atzat she'ino nakuv. If you plant in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in the bottom of it, shalom nizra ki'urche, avsha be'echos hapo lohayashim shidi. The act is the same. You planted, but the result is going to be different. V'yesh balacha, the opposite, kalachar yachu shini be'echos hapoel levad v'lo be'echos hanifal. Sometimes the action is different, but the result is exactly the same. Kagon hakosif b'smolo, avsha hanifal haynu aksav nasa karoi lio she'imin es yadav. What if you trained yourself to write well with your left hand? So sometimes you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. And the nifal, result is the same. Because of osios miyusharim, kibom hayaksav b'yamino, v'chein ha-motzim, or you carry it something out in a kalachar yad, after that's about malachi ba chifetz hamuva l'rishus acheretz uba chifetz ein shum shinui umunach ata b'rishus acheretz ki ilu ayamotiyo kedarko. There's just only a shini beichas apoel. So there's echos and nifal echos apoel. Says the Eglei Tal ba'ofan rishos hamalacha atzmo amaisa atzma bilti nasas karoi. It is shini beichas hanifal. That's in kama makomos bahalacha. In Torah, that's shalom kedarka, right? If you eat something shalom kedarka, it's not the same as eating. If you walk into a house backwards, everything else in there's a shalom kederech in other areas of halacha. That's echos hanifal, but the echos hapoel, where the result is exactly the same and only the poel is different, that's only in Hilchos Shabbos. That's something unique in Hilchos Shabbos, and that's his chilek of the Eglei Tal. Okay, we continue. So that was about Shino. Again, this is it. This is the Mishnah in Shas, in Masechet Shabbos, all about doing something kelachar yad. So now we continue with the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hamiskavein, just a mar makom, a trumas hadeshen, Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch on the Parshas Sav has an unbelievable pshat of Trumas Hadeshen, the significance of Trumas Hadeshen, in that it's the transition and connector between each day's avoda. You start off the morning by dealing with yesterday's, right? We build off of yesterday and then we go till today. But he talks about it there. Okay, the Mishnah says, Hamis Kavin lozi lefanav a bol of acharav patur. If somebody has kavana to carry something, but carry it in front of him, and it ended up being behind him, meaning it was less shmira than he thought. So Pater, he is going to be Pater. Less Shmira. It's called what the Rishonim say, Lo is Aven Machshava. So what I wanted to happen didn't happen. It was less Shmira than I wanted. And therefore it's considered, to use the Lashon of Rashi there, and the Chaim Kanevsky quotes it here, Misasik. Misasik means you're involved in something, but there was some type of lack of Kavana. There are many types of Misasik. Misasik literally means being involved in. But the Tiferes Yisrael, I think, in the Hagdama to Masechet Shabbos, he summarizes many types of misasik. I want to pick apple A, and by mistake I pick apple B. I thought apple A was detached, but by mistake it was attached. I walk past a light switch, I forget it was Shabbos. I don't forget it was Shabbos. I just did it by rote. I know it's Shabbos, but I know, but I just walked in. That's one level. What if you just brushed against it? That's another level. All these are different types of misasik. So here, this is misasik. You didn't do what you wanted to do. And therefore, you're going to be Pater. But if it was the opposite, you had in mind to carry it out behind you, and then it went in front of you, Chayef, because that's included in your Kavana in the back, is in the front. It's even better. It's an even better carrying, and therefore, you're going to be Chayef for that. Be'emes, the Gemara is going to say, Be'emes means Halacha Moshe Misinai. Ha'isha ha'chageres besinar. If a woman is wearing some type of apron with a pocket in it, Bein milafana, Bein milacharea chayeves. It doesn't matter if the pocket's in front or in back. Chayevis, why? Shekain, ro'i, lios chozer, because these are the types of aprons that are meant to flip around and always be able to work both front and back. And therefore, there'll be a chiyev in both cases. And Rabbi Huda adds on, Rabbi Huda Omer, Afim Makabli Pitkin Kane, not only a woman who wears this apron, but also mail carriers. Mail carriers, Karban Eide explains, Shluchei HaMelech, Halokchim HaKsavim B'Haigros, the messengers of the king that take the letters, Meis HaMelech, Umasimon Aso Bekli Asuikin Kanechalo, they take it in like a pipe that they have it hanging down, from their, either from their necks or from their belts. And again, it's meant to be go, front and back. And Rabbi Huda says, therefore, that is also, if it's a machlokes, some say this is a machlokes here, maybe the Tanakhama thinks it doesn't go as, it's not meant as much to go around as the woman case, but, the senior case, but that is, the halacha. Okay. Taman Taninan. So once we're on the topic of misasek, Miskavin Lefanov and La'achra, we said that's Misasik. So the Gemara relates this to a Mishnah in Maseches Krisa. So again, remember our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has two cases. The first case is, the first line is, it's in front and it ends up in back, your putter. Second case, it's in back and it ends up in front, your chayev. So we're going to end up the Maskana, this Gemara, the end of Amon Aleph here, we're going to say that's really two different opinions. Two different opinions of the Tanam, as we'll see. Because Taman Tanini, we learned in a Mishnah in Increases on Daf Yutes. The Mishnah there, the Gemara here only quotes the second half of the Mishnah. There is a machlokas there between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. If you're lacking something in your das, are you still chayav a karban? Let's say you did a malacha and you don't remember which malacha it is. You don't remember, it was a shogeg. You don't remember if it was kotzer or tochen. You don't remember. So then that is a machlokas whether you're going to be chayav or not. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if you're missing some das, based on the drasha of ba, you are going still going to be chayav a karban. Rabbi Yeshua says, pater. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. If you don't know exactly, then you're not going to be chayav a karban. So that's a machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. And then there's a machlokas about that machlokas in the Mishnah. The machlokas is, well, let's first read the second opinion of the machlokas, which our Gemara quotes. Tamat Tanina. So we have this machlokas about between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, whether you're going to be chayiv if you're not exactly sure what you did. And the Gemara there relates this, that the same machlokas will be not only if you don't know exactly what you did, but even if you were misasik. You didn't do exactly what you wanted to do. It's the same machlokas. Let's say you wanted to pick fig A and you picked fig B. Well, we're going to see the details right now, but let's see. Taman Taninan. So over there we learned, again, there's a machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer in the Reisha of that Mishnah that says if you're lacking something in your das, you find out that you didn't have there, but you're not exactly sure which one. Rabbi Yeshua says that you are going to be pater, and Rabbi Eliezer says, oh, you're still going to be chayav achatas. So Taman Taninan we learned over there, Rabbi Shimon Ashazuri, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Rabbi Shimon, we changed the gear. So Rabbi Shimon Ashazuri and Rabbi Shimon, they're the second version there. They say, Lo nechalku al davar shu mishem echad shu chayav. The machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer over there is only where you had kavana to do A, and you did B, but they're within shem echad. You had kavana to pick this fig, and by the mistake, when you cut a different fig. That's where there's a machlokas. That's where Rabbi Yoshua would say, that's where Rabbi Lazar would say you're still chayev. Because you basically did what you wanted to do. You just did a different fig. Okay, but you did kotzer and kotzer. Well, that's called this avid machshavaso. And Rabbi Yoshua still says, no, there's something lacking, you're going to be pater. Almanech, lekupa the machlokas between them, al darva shuhu mishem shnei shemos. If it's the same exact fig, you wanted to cut fig A and you cut fig B, everybody would agree you're chayiv in that case. Right? Al darva shem echad shuhu chayiv, even Rabbi Yeshua would say you're chayiv in that case. The difference is shnei shemos. If it's shnei shemos, you wanted to cut a fig and instead you cut a grape. So that's the machlokas. Shreb Eliezer mechayiv chatos, Shreb Eliezer says you're chayiv chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poter, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're poter, you didn't do exactly what you wanted to do. You did kotzer. But still, there's something lacking in your das, and therefore, you are going to be pater. This is all the second shita in that Mishnah about this machlokas of Rabbi Yeshua. You have to add in the first shita now. So again, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon say that the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar is only about shem ech, is only about shtei shemus. Shem echad, everybody would agree, the machlokas is shtei shemus. But if you look in the Tanakhama there, implied that no, it's the opposite. The machlokas is only by shem echad, right? If you wanted to pick fig A and then you pick fig B, that's the machlokas. If it's a different, if you wanted to pick a grape and then you picked a fig, for sure, putter in that case. For sure, even Rabbi Eliezer would say putter, right? So that's two versions of what the machlokas is. Is the machlokas about shem echad or is the machlokas about shtei shemos? So now, says the Gemara, we'll read it as, again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others understand it. So let's talk first about the first line of the Mishnah. What was the first line of the Mishnah? Where you had it in front of you and it went behind you, Pater. Second line, it was behind you and came in front of you, Chayev. So let's talk about the first line. It was in front of you and went behind you, Pater. So what's that like? That's like Shtei Shemos, because you didn't have Kavana for it to go behind you. Right? What's Shem Echad? You had all the Kavana within your thought process. So by Lefanov and then it went La'acharov, so then that's Ki'ilu is considered two different Kavanas, what's called Shtei Shemos. So our first case of the Mishnah is a case of Shtei Shemos. That's the assumption. So Rabbi Shem Balazar, Keman, that first line of the Mishnah that says that if it was Lefanov and La'acharov, you're Patur. So that has to be like Rib Shimon and Rib Shimon Shizuri. Keman to Amri b'shnei shemos nechloku. That fits in according to Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon Shizuri, who say that Reb Lazar and Reb Yeshua are arguing about shnei shemos, and therefore our Mishnah is taking a stand on that machlokas. And our Mishnah is saying the halacha is like Reb Yeshua, that you're putter by shnei shemos. Again, shnei shemos means you had kavana, you're missing something in your das. You wanted to pick a grape and you picked a fig. So in that case, are you going to be chayiv? Or is that going to be a patur of misasik? So our Mishnah says patur. It's just like the case of Lefana v'la'achra of patur. So then you understand, according to Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon Shizuri, the second Ashita in that Mishnah increases on Daf Yutes. So you understand what our Mishnah is telling me. Baram Kaman to Amar B'Shem Echa Nechleku. But according to the Tanakhama over there, that the machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar is only about Shem Echad. But everybody agrees by Shtei Shemos that you're patur. V'kan Shtei Shemos ein v'hu patur. Your putter? What would be the chiddush of that? Everybody holds your putter. So why would I even need to say that in our Mishnah? So it can't be. So the first line of our Mishnah must be like Reb Shimon, Shizuri, and Rabbi Shimon. Because otherwise, what would be the chiddush of the Mishnah? But the next line of the Mishnah seems to give the opposite impression. La'acharav u'bala l'fanav chayiv. What's that case? La'acharav, it was behind you and it came in front of you, chayiv. What's that case? That's a case of Shem Echad. Shem Echad means included in what you did was the kavan of included in your original das of what you wanted to do is what you did. Right? So then this is Shem Echad. You wanted to do in back and you went in front. That's included. That's an even higher level of Shmira. And what does our Mishnah say about Shem Echad then in that second line? That you're Chayiv. So, La'achar v'balo l'fan of Chayiv, keman da'amar v'shem Echad nechleku. So according to the Tanakhama there, I understand. The Machlokas of Mishra B'lazar is about Shem Echad. And our Mishnah is taking a stand and saying, oh, Shem Echad, you are Chayiv. Like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. From Kamanda Amr Bishnei Shemos. But if you want to say the Machlokas is about two Shemos, which is Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon Shizuri's opinion, the Kan B'Shem Shem Echadu, and our Mishnah is like Shem Echad, you're Chayiv, Fu Chayiv, so what would be the Chiddush? According to Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon Shizuri, you are always going to be, everybody agrees that you're going to be Chayiv for Shem Echad, so our Mishnah is Shem Echad, and you're Chayiv, so what would be the Chiddush of that? So each line of the Mishnah works better according to each different Shita. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's expressing two different opinions, and really each one would argue. Rabbi Ila, B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Tanian Inyun. There's really two different opinions being expressed in our Mishnah. Manda Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, who says, Manda Amar Taman Chayiv. According to Rabbi Lazar, who would say that in the second case, you're Chayiv from Achrov to Lefanav, Ofacha Chayiv. He'd say you're even Chayiv in the first case. Meaning even though it's Shtei Shemos, you're still Chayiv. You're still Chayiv of carbon. Man da amar taman pater, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who would say you're pater in the first case, ofacha pater, you'd even be pater in the second case. So the Gemara says, how you work out our Mishnah depends on who you hold like in that machlokas. Once we mention misasik, we can't like not mention, I'll just mention one sheet regarding misasik. It's known as a machlokas between the Nesivus and Rabbi Kiva Eger. So if you look in the Nesivus, you're not going to find it. It's in the Nesivus' Sefer on Hilchas Pesach. We know the Nesivus, Rabbi Akiva Melissa, wrote many Svarim. The Nesivus HaMishpat is most famous on Choshe Mishpat, where he has many machlokos with the Ksos, and the Nachlas Yaakov on Chumash, and the Chavez Das on Yeredeya, and the Makar Chayim on Hilchas Pesach. So many Svarim that he has. So Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes him in the Tshuvas, Rabbi Kiva Eger Simen Ches, based on a question that he has on a Gemara Baba Kama, which we're not going to go into the point, but he discusses there, and he has a machlokas about the Makar Chayim, with how do you view Misasik? Right? We know a Maisa Avera is a Maisa Avera. If a Maisa Avera B'Shogeg is also a Maisa Avera. It has to be. If I did a Maisa Avera B'Shogeg, it's still a Maisa Avera, a Haraya, a Chayav, a Karban. I wouldn't be Chayav, a Karban if I didn't do anything. But what about misasik? Same chakira question is asked about ones. What about a maisa avera ba'ones? What about a maisa avera b'misasik? I don't even realize what I'm doing. That's less than shogeg, because you're not going to be chayav a karban for that. So what does that mean in lamdas? It's less than shogeg. Is it a maisa avera, but it's still less than shogeg? Or maybe you say it's not even a maisa avera. Or it's a maisa avera that's not connected to the doer. Okay, two different formulations, but both of them would say that's why it's more than shogeg. It's not a maisa avera at all, or it's a maisa avera that's not connected to the doer. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think in Kala Torah Kula, misasik is a maisa avera with a petur onshin. But in Hilchos Shabbos, based on Meleches Machsheves, it's not even a maisa avera. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. V'nirali davar chadash, demad b'matinan me'asher chata, ba, prat l'misasik, lo dimisasik lo nasis ha'avera klal. Elo dimikri avera b'shogeg, in general, it's called an avera. Ach b'shogeg, kahai b'matinan me'asher chata, ba. It's a form of shogeg. It's a lesser shogeg. The potter mikarban, ava mikal mako mikri shigigas iser, ava madim mematinan mitam demalechas machsheves asra Torah hecha delekam lechad machsheves eino bichlal malacha velo nase haavera klal. The avera was not even done, and that's why he says. That's why he quotes a klaz gemara babakama. This is where isi liyadidi. I saw in Baal Chavas Das b'sifro makar chayim siman taf lamed aleph hiksha below yada shachamis bebeis. So if somebody doesn't know that they have chametz in their house, amai noktu aposkim dahavi shigas avera. They don't even know how it's misasik. He doesn't even know that there's chametz in his house. V'nitha lachalik b'nevir shish b'mais leima mais lanias daiti. No, it is a mais avera. Ella, but the Torah says you don't bring a carbon on it. He's worried. Why is that a mais avera? No, it's only not a mais avera in Hilchos Shabbos, but outside of Hilchos Shabbos, it is. And he brings rayas and kashas from Gemara and Brachas about that amazing inyanim. But this is misasik in Kala Torah Kula and misasik in Hilchos Shabbos. Good. We continue. Be'emes. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Chomakav. Shoshano. Be'emes halacha Moshe Misinai. Whenever it says be'emes, halacha lamoshe Misinai. That's what it that's what it means. Again, most of the time, sometimes it's a dindra rabbanan. So maybe it just means halacha Moshe Misinai clear as halacha Moshe Misinai. But this is what it generally means. We continue with the next Mishnah. Hamotzi, back to, again, through the Malacha of Hotza'ah, right? We say the Hotza'ah, oh, there are so many Mishnayos and Dafim about Hotza'ah. But through Hotza'ah, we're getting many Yesodas about all Malachas, right? The last Mishnah was about Shinui. And this Mishnah was about also Kavana. And now this coming Mishnah is about Shnayim Shesa'uhu. Again, Yesodos in Malachis by way of Hotzah. By way of Hotzah. So here we go. Hamotzi, Kikar, Rosh HaRab, Mechayiv. That's Pashin. Right? It just says that leading up. So if somebody carries out a Kikar to Rosh HaRab, Mechayiv. Hotzi'uhu Shnayim Peturin. If two people carry out a cookie, then they're Pater. Right? Either because it's a Xeris HaKasav, as we'll see, or that's called Shinui. Right? That's called, you know, unusual. You might say that, why isn't this, right, following the two Mishnahs ago, right? In the middle, you have Miskaven. Okay, that might be a raya why it's not just a din of Shinui, but because it's unusual for two people to carry something. But it's based on Xeris HaKasav. Hotziyu Shnayim Peturim Lo Yachal Echal Hotziyu Hotziyu Shnayim Chayavin. But if two people can't carry it out, it's a big heavy couch, and you carry it out, and it's normal for two people to carry it out, then they're Chayav, Rabbi Shimon, Poter. Rabbi Shimon says Pater, even in that case. Rabbi Shimon says two people do a malacha, period. It can't be chayef. Next. Hamotzi ochlin pachas mikashir. If somebody carries out food less than the shir bikli in the kli, so you're putter on the pachas mikashir, but you're putter even on the kli. Putter afala kli shakli tfeila lo, because the kli is just secondary. The kli is a container. And therefore it's batel. It's batel on the kli too. Es achai b'mita. If somebody carries out a human being, a live person in a bed, putter afala mita, putter even on the bed. The live person, you're not chayev on mida or raisa because of the principle of chay nosi et atzmo. A live person carries himself. So it's like shnayim she'asa uhu. When a person is alive, he kind of bears some of his own weight. And therefore, there's only an issur d'rabbanan to carry out a chay on Shabbos, carry out a baby on Shabbos. Again, unless the person is sick in bed and he can't move. But if he is able to, it's a chai b'mita. So pater afal amita, shamita tfeilalo. The mita is tafel. You pater on the chai, so you pater on the mita too. But it's a mace b'mita, but the mace b'mita, so you're just carrying him out because you don't want the mace there. It's not that the mace is carrying himself, so then everything is just called a masa, and a mace b'mita chayiv. So then he's going to be chayiv for the bed also. V'chein kizayis man a mace v'kizayis man a mace v'chayiv kadosh b'nei sharetz. Also, if one carries a kizayis of any of these, mace, nevela, all of these are significant avos ha-tumah, and they could cause tumah. So you're carrying out something significant, chayav, and then you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says poter in that case. Why? The pashup shot, Rabbi Shimon. This is the classic case of malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa. A malacha that is not done for its ultimate purpose. And that is machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says pater. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama, would say chayiv. Why is this a malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa? So, again, many different permutations of formulations in the Rishonim. The Karman Eidi here quotes Rashi. Rashi says it's more of a preventative malacha. Not that you'd rather not have to do this. Rashi says, she'eno m'cho malacha. You see in the Karman Eidi, he quotes this from the Rashi here on this Mishnah. M'cho malacha, she'en tzarech elo l'salka me'alav. You're just doing a malacha to remove something. It's malacha she'en tzarech l'gufa. Dibir tzono lo ba'alo. He'd rather not have to do this. Tosfos has the other definition that maybe is somewhat well known, and that is it's being done for a different reason than what was done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they used to carry out things because they wanted it outside. They used to trap things because they wanted the item that they trapped. They used to kill because they wanted the item that was killed. But if you do it for any other reason, you're killing because you don't want it to bite you. You're turning off because you just want it dark in the room. You don't want to create something, right? We have this back in the second parak about kachas al aner, kachas al hashemen. But all of this is, that would be a malach shetzrich legufa done for a different reason than what was done in the Mishkan. That is the big fat Tosfos on Tzadi Dalit Amad Aleph in Masechta Shabbos. Nira Lari, the malach shetzrich legufa kari kishaosa malacha, vein sarach laoso tzarach kein shayutzrichan labe Mishkan. Elo le'inyin acher, ki atzarach shayisa malacha na'asis bishvilo b'mishkan, because whatever purpose they did it for in the Mishkan, hu guf hamalacha v'sharsho. That is the guf hamalacha. And that's called the malacha she'hatzricha legufa. So here too is a malacha she'enatzricha legufa. There is, again, it's a huge, huge topic, but just to give one makar, and then feel free to do more of the research, there's a big discussion with what the difference is between a malacha she'enatzricha legufa and a psik resha de nichale, de lo nichale, right? What's psik resha? Act A might or might, well, vada cause act B. Psik resha, not the Rishonim's kavim, psik resha. Vada cause act B. So that is a little, and that for that, you're chayav d'oraisa. Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, I am doing the exact act that was done in the Mishkan just for a different purpose that I'm pater for. So I'll just give one. The Kesef Mishnah in the first parak of Hilchos Shabbos quotes from Rav Avraham and Rambam. He quotes, Matzasi Kasef, ha'hefer sheish be malacha she'ena tzricha legufa p'sim psik resha v'lo yamos. Because after all, you might think like psik resha is more reason to be pater. You do act A, which will vada cause act B, but you're doing act A. You're doing the exact act, and that you're putta for, and this one you're chaya for. So the Kesef Mishnah says, "Degabe psik resha eino mechavi l'malacha kol iker elashi nasis behechrich." Right, you close a door, and there's a deer in there. You don't have kavana at all for the malacha. The malacha just happens. Avamalacha sheyizuch legufa who miskavin legufa malacha elashi mechavin l'tachlisa. You have kavana for the act, but not for the purpose. So you say, okay, there should be just the opposite. It sounds like Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is worse. So there's a beautiful Arach HaShulchan, I always liked it, in Reish Ben Beis, where he says it's kind of like, there's three levels of kavana. He gives a mashal. He says you could have kavana to do a mitzvah, you could just be daydreaming and not have kavana, and then you could have anti-kavana. So we could say if you're daydreaming, it's kilu yad kavana. But if you have anti-kavana, we can't. So psik resha is like you don't have any kavana for the other act. Act A quasi act B. So we can say it's kilu yad kavana and you're going to be chayiv. Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, you had anti-kavana. You had kavana for something different. And therefore, we're not going to be mechayev you. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Basosa, Hayachid she'asa chayev, shnayim she'shlosha she'asu peturin. So that Basosa, when he does it, one person, not two or three. Rabbi Yeshua Droma, Amar Kumi, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Acha, Kani Girdi, a different version, according to the following version, Rabbi Shimon, though in the Mishnah he's the most makel, here he's the most machmir. So Rabbi Yeshua Droma said in front of Rabbi Yossi, Kani Dirdi, if somebody carries out a weaver's reed, Rebbe Poter, Rebbe says, you're Poter, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Bechayev. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon says, Chayev in that case. Even if you carry out a tiny thing with two people, you're still going to be Chayev. Oh, Marlo, Rebbe. Rebbe turns to Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, and says, Kach Shani Avicha, I heard from your father, Rabbi Shimon Pater. So how could you say Chayef? Amar lo. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Shimon Rechai, turns to Rabbi and says, Shimashi es Abba Omdos, Mashalosh Shimasha B'Yeshivas. What I got out of my father, Omdos, like Derech Harai, is more than what you got out of my father, even when you were sitting in Shir. Meaning, I know more than you. I know more than you about my father, Shita. So Gemara says, "V'Rebbe Tamid Rav Shimon Yechai Havi." What does the Rav Shimon even mean? That Rebbe, when Rebbe sat in Rav Shimon Yechai's shir, was he in a shir? Lo Tamid Rav Yaakov Bar Kotchi Havi. Wasn't Rebbe the Tamid of Rav Yaakov Bar Kotchi as a Tamid Muvak? He learned some Torah by Rabbi Shimon, but Rav Yaakov. So Elakach Amalei. So a different version of what Rav Shimon said to Rebbe. Shimashdi as Abba Omdos Mashalo Shimash as Rabcha Yeshivas. I got more out of my Rebbe, my father, Derech Harai, that you got a kavu out of your Rebbe. So he's saying, he's fighting in Torah, but he's saying that he's more, he knows more of the Torah. And the Gemara just proves, Kishahai Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Nichlas LeBeis Avad, when Reb Lezer Reb Shimon used to come into the Beis Medrash, Hayapadav Shal Rebbe Makadiros. Right, Rebbe used to be very embarrassed. To be buried, his face used to get blackened. Armalei Avui, so his father, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel used to tell his son Rebbe when Rebbe used to feel bad that it was Rabbi Shimon used to take him to town. The yatz, it's okay. Ze Ari ben Ari, avalata Ari ben Shuel. He says it's my fault, right? He's an Ari ben Ari, you're an Ari ben Shuel, and that's why you're not on the same level. Okay, he's saying it out of Adava. Min demach Rabbi Lazar, the Gemara just ends off. When Rabbi Lazar died, shalach Rebbe tava bitzei. Rebbe inquired about whether his almana would be interested in marrying him. Amralei klishin, shamish bo kodesh, shamish bo chol. Right, no, I'm not gonna marry you. Again, it sounds like very harif lashon to say, but again, this is the way that they talked. Okay, I'll have to stop here, but the Shem will continue next time with Ayin Ches.